boy and girl. But my son Nathan, he's a partner now in our store. He also handles part of our manufacturing. But him and my daughter ran Michigan, which was about $80 million a year in Michigan alone with PV back in the day. So they ran that for 4 years. And so they, yeah, still family business. And both my sons and my daughter in gelato. And then just our team has just been a family. So the whole thing is, it really is a family atmosphere.
From the Pod Connect Studios, high in the Rockies at the beautiful Beaver Creek Resort, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show.
Today on the MJ Bulls Raising Cannabis Capital Podcast, we are joined by George Sadler, the co-founder and CEO of Gelada Canna Co. George, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you being here today. For our listeners, I normally focus only on the companies, and I almost never talk about a founder's experience because usually it's not relevant. Nobody really cares what they did in the seventh grade. But in your case, it's different because your past cannabis experience explains Gelada's apparent overnight success. Tell us about some of your previous cannabis wins.
Oh, so we're going to go back to what I did in eighth grade then. That may have been where it all started. I mean, previous cannabis wins, if we're calling it that, my son and I, we borned the Platinum Vape Company. And it's I know we don't have a long time on this, but we started that in end of 2010, 11. So the overnight success that everybody feels from this is quite a while in the making.
15 years.
Yeah. We went through the trenches and we built Platinum Vape and we sold that almost 2.5 years ago. And so that company was to us, it was extremely successful. At that time that we sold it, we were doing around $150 million a year.
Wow.
And 150, 160, I don't know. It was up there. Yeah. And so we sold that company and we started Gelada.
What gaps did you see in the market prompted you to jump right back in?
I think the big thing was that we felt like we were on a path, and there's a long story behind that on the sale of Platinum Vape, and that kind of trenches into how we came forward in Gelada. And there's just a lot of cards left on the table, to be honest with you. And I felt like we were really on a good run on branding and hitting some of these areas that we really felt we didn't finish with. And that's kind of how we ended up back on this with the Gelada side of it.
Yeah. Well, your branding is tight. I'm on your website. And it's beautiful.
Thank you.
But what about your products? Like, what do you think makes your products so in demand and what's created this meteoric success with such an early time?
I think even going back previous company and where we stand today, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is really having a standout brand and something that appeals to everybody, women, men. We want something that people feel comfortable holding in their hands and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I think on the products themselves, the one thing that we really cherish is the fact that our numbers are what they are. And we have these tolerances that the state gives us and plus minus 10. And when we're talking about the potency on these, and you'll find that a lot of people are shooting for that lower number. They try to hit that low number because it saves them money when you have that plus or minus 10. So an example would be if your packaging's, if your test comes back at 75%, everybody shoots for that 85%. They package it as 85%. And the one thing that I can tell you that we've always stood by was the numbers. And so when we test our product, we put to the maximum. So if we're hitting 92%, we're trying, if we can get there, we're trying to get that number. Wow. versus having something that comes in at 82% and then putting on the package 92%. So you really, the value that you're getting for that potency in our product is there. It's not, we're not taking advantage of that scale.
Mm-hmm. And you're building integrity.
Yes.
And trust with your customer base. Now you said states. You're in California. What other states are you in?
We're Michigan and California.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, did I see someplace where you're opening a dispensary?
Yeah, we have a dispensary. We're actually having our 1 year next 2 weeks from now. So we've been 1 year okay. open up in Lake Elsinore.
Well, that gives you a great chance to actually see what the products are doing, talk to the customers about the products, like live feedback.
That's exactly what it is and what it was. We sell everybody and everything in our store, but the big thing for us is that we can product test things, new ideas and whatnot that we can put on the floor and get an honest feedback from our customers.
Yeah. It's got to be really, really helpful. You mentioned early on that you and your son were involved with one venture. It's still a family business?
Absolutely. What used to be my youngest. Now I have a set of twins that are going to be two, boy and girl. But my son, Nathan, he's a partner now in our store. He also handles part of our manufacturing. But him and my daughter ran Michigan, which was about $80 million a year in Michigan alone. Wow. with PV back in the day. So they ran that for 4 years. And so they, yeah, still family business. And both my sons and my daughter in Gelato. And then just our team has just been a family. So the whole thing is, it really is a family atmosphere.
This is a Raising Cannabis Capital show. And so I always ask everybody if there's an opportunity to participate in your growth and investing in your company, if there maybe today or in the future.
This is that question. Yeah, so we have never had any type of funding at all. And I'm not saying that we're against it. Big believer in living within your means and we've grown within our means. But the biggest thing for us is we've never understood it. So when we were doing the numbers that we were doing previously, everybody thought that there was some outside funding, that there was some sort of a secret funding. And when we went through the sale, which took about a year, I mean, it was like, it was people digging around trying to figure out how did we do this without any outside funding? We didn't know about it. We've never understood how to even get outside funding. So it's just never been part of our process. Will we take it? I mean, listen, if people want to give us money to be a part of it, let's go. But no, we've never understood it. And we've never really seeked it, to be honest with you. So we're just self-funded. And
if you don't need it, there's no reason to take it. There's no reason to take it. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of our belief for sure. And there's been times that we've wanted to step a lot further and we've kind of reined ourselves back in and understanding back then and being three, four states and now where we're at, we understand that process wholeheartedly. And so there's advantages to it for sure, but we just haven't done it.
I think a lot of companies wish they hadn't.
right now is a tough one, I think, for some of the people out there for sure.
Well, I'm going to have all your info in the show notes, including your links to your website.
I appreciate that.
So if there's anybody out there that wants to convince you to take some money, I'm sure they will reach out to you and have the discussion. Otherwise, if you want to take a look at a really beautiful website and try some great products that are true to their potency, just click on the links in the show notes. George, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, man. I really, truly appreciate it. And I apologize for missing the last two.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey friends, I'm Brannon.
And I'm Saba.
And we are your host of the Cannabis Hangout Podcast, an educational platform to connect with the cannabis community and share personal stories while breaking the stigma of marijuana.
Join us every Sunday at 7 p.m. to gain valuable insight with different perspectives from industry leaders, growers, and medical marijuana patients.
This is a place to learn so much from different angles in the cannabis industry. So tune in while we break it all down.